All right, Goblins Protocol. It seems like DeFi is kind of blowing up right now, and Goblins is right there in the thick of it. What's got everyone talking, though, is how they're using NFTs for liquidity providing. It's like instead of just playing in the pool, you own a chunk of it, right?
Yeah, it's a really different way to think about it. It's almost like you become a mini partner in the whole exchange itself.
Right. And our source, this understanding liquidity positions and NFTs on Goblins Protocol thing, it calls it a totally new approach. So break it down for me. How do NFTs actually replace those LP tokens you usually see?
Okay, so you know how a liquidity pool is basically like a big old currency exchange counter? With Goblins, it's like you own a section of that counter, and your NFT, that's your deed. But it's not just like you own this much. It's way more detailed. Think of it this way. A normal LP token, that might just say how much money you put in. But a Goblin NFT, it's like, boom, you got a whole spreadsheet attached to your investment.
A spreadsheet? Whoa, okay, now you got me interested. What kind of info are we talking here? Because the source, it throws out all these terms. Nonce, operator, fee tier. What's the deal?
That's a lot, right? And each one matters.
Ah.
Let's start with something that'll make sense for your money. Fee tiers. Remember how we said you kind of own part of the exchange counter? Well, Goblins lets you set the fee for your part. That's the fee tier.
So, like, if I pick a high fee tier, I'm saying, hey, bigger cut for me when people swap tokens using my liquidity.
Exactly. More potential reward, but maybe fewer people use your part because they want the cheapest trades. Lower tier, you might get more action, but smaller cuts each time. It's all about how much risk you want to take, you know?
Man, that's wild. It's like you become this mini Wall Street trader inside the Goblin world.
Totally. And that's where those other NFT details come in, like price boundaries. That's you saying what price range you're cool with for provided liquidity. Almost like setting limits on your brokerage account, you know what I mean?
Wait, so if the token I'm using goes crazy, I can actually control how much I could lose.
Yep.
Yeah.
Risk management built right in. Not like those other pools where you're just along for the ride. Goblins gives you like actual control, which is pretty new for DeFi. Like
right.
Being a liquidity provider, but with some of the smarts of a pro trader, you know?
So it's like having like bumpers on your DeFi bowling lane, you know, to keep things from going too wild. I'm really starting to see why having all this info baked right into the NFT is such a big deal.
Right. Total game changer for transparency and just having control over your stuff in DeFi. And speaking of control, we got to talk about that operator thing. That's where things get, kind of spicy.
Spicy, huh? Now you got my attention. The source, it's like, hey, be careful with this one. So what's the deal with this operator thing that's got everyone on edge?
Okay, so remember your NFT, it's like the deed to your little section of the exchange counter, right?
Mm.
Operator. It basically lets you hand the keys to someone else to manage your counter.
Wait, so I can let someone else mess with my liquidity, my fee tiers, all that? That sounds crazy risky. Why would anyone do that?
It's definitely not for everyone, that's for sure. But imagine, like, you want to use some fancy tool, right? Like, maybe a bot that's always adjusting your fee tiers to get you the best deals. Granting operator access, that's how you let that tool mess with your NFT.
Okay, so it's like, I'm giving someone power of attorney over my stuff, but instead of a house, it's my DeFi stake. That makes a lot more sense, but man, I'd have to be 100% sure about who or what I'm giving that power to.
No doubt. You got to know what you're getting into, who you're trusting. And that kind of brings us back to something we mentioned earlier, the whole community vibe in Goblins.
Right. The source makes it sound like the Goblins community, it's like the secret weapon, especially for people who are new to all this. What's the deal there?
Think of it like a giant group chat, but everyone's like a DeFi whiz. And they're all obsessed with Goblins, sharing strategies, you know, like, hey, these fee tiers are hot right now, or watch out for this operator tool, it's kind of shady. Just helping each other out, you know?
So it's like having this built-in support group, but instead of, like, sharing feelings, you're sharing trading secrets.
Exactly. And in DeFi, that kind of info is gold, man. The source. It even talks about how some people in the community, they've become, like, Goblin NFT whisperers.
Mm.
They can spot trends, see opportunities that most folks would miss. It's like having a whole team of analysts working for you, all focused on squeezing every last drop out of Goblins.
That's wild. They're not just like along for the ride. They're actually steering the ship, huh? Sounds like Goblins tapped into something really special by building such a tight-knit community.
It shows how important the community is in all this.
Mm.
Especially with all this new crazy DeFi stuff popping up. Goblins are not just making a tool, they're building a whole movement.
It's like it's more than just like an app, you know? It's a whole, like a whole society built around this protocol.
Right. Yeah. It's really something else.
And that community thing, that seems huge for them, right?
Totally. Yeah. Like without that, it wouldn't be the same.
So we've covered what NFTs that are like super deeds for your part of the exchange, and then all that fee tier stuff, how to like not lose all your money with price boundaries, even that wild operator thing. If there's one thing, like the big takeaway for our listener, what would it be?
You know, DeFi, it can feel like a free-for-all sometimes, but goblins with this whole NFT thing, it's like they're building a real system, you know?
Yeah, yeah, like with actual rules and like tools to help you out.
Right, and people are actually like figuring it out together, which is kind of cool. That's what makes it so exciting. It's not just like chasing the next big gain, it's like being part of something new, you know?
This deep dive has honestly changed how I look at all this DeFi stuff, I gotta say.
Yeah, it's just the beginning too.
Okay, so for our listener, anyone who's going to go check out Goblins, maybe try to, like, set up their own little exchange counter thing. What's, like, the one thought you'd leave them with?
Don't get so caught up in the tech stuff that you forget about the people.
Yeah.
You know, Goblins shows that even in DeFi, when people actually work together, crazy stuff can happen.
Well said. It's kind of inspiring, actually. Okay, a huge thanks to our expert for breaking all this down for us. And to you, our listener, until next time. Keep exploring, because DeFi waits for no one.